Almost from the very beginning of colonial settlement in Anglo-America, more than three centuries ago, governments have taken the form that would be classified, broadly speaking, as the popular type. Even the Puritans formally affirmed the theory of popular sovereignty, though their practice seems to us to have been a caricature of that principle. The whole course of American political development might be characterized, not improperly, as a quest for more effective popular government. While the implementation of the theory of popular government may be accomplished in a variety of ways, at least one constant factor will always be present. This is the responsiveness of public officials to the will of the people, expressed in the form to which we have attached the term public opinion. For us, public opinion is simply the articulation of that sovereign authority that embodies the ultimate will of the community. Every political thinker and every reflective politician, from the days of the Puritans to those of recent times, would have assented to these propositions. One might appropriately assume, therefore, that American political theorists, working as they all have, within the traditions of popular government, would have had a good deal to say about so fundamental an aspect of political life as the characteristics of public opinion. In fact, however, this is not at all the case. Conditioned as we have become in recent times to an intense, almost morbid, preoccupation with public opinion and its dictates, it is doubly surprising to discover that until very recent years, American political theorists have had virtually nothing to say on this subject. The general histories of American political thought ignore the matter. With the sole exception of some fragmentary investigation by Professor Francis Wilson, I have been unable to find any indication that historians have concerned themselves with the subject. The reason for this neglect is found, of course, in the fact that the sources the historian uses, namely the writings of political theorists, do not deal explicitly with public opinion, save for an occasional parenthetical remark. Not until the early years of the 20th century did analysis of public opinion take its place among the fundamental problems of democratic political theory.